It's Thursday, August 29th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. COVID-19 levels spike with the start of the school year. We look at the Labor Day travel forecast. Keep safety in mind when boating this weekend, and NFL draft corn mazes open in September. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A surge in COVID-19 in Wisconsin to start the school year. Wastewater monitoring data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows the concentration of the virus is at its highest since this past February. 12 municipalities around the state showed COVID levels considered very high, with significant increases in six of them. Updated quarantine guidelines from the CDC state that those infected with the virus should stay home 24 hours after a fever has resolved without using fever-reducing medications. The Republican candidate for vice president was in Northeast Wisconsin Wednesday night. While addressing a rally at a warehouse in De Pere, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance connected the energy policies of Democratic presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris with their economic policies.
Now our truckers are paying too much for fuel, but it's not just our truckers. We all know that because our truckers bring everything to market, they bring the groceries to the grocery store, they bring the lumber to the construction site. If the truckers are paying more for fuel, we're all paying more for everything. And that's exactly what Kamala Harris has done.
Vance's stop came a day ahead of a Thursday visit to La Crosse for his running mate, former President Donald Trump. President Joe Biden plans to travel to southwest Wisconsin early next month. His September 5th visit will focus on small towns and rural areas to highlight his policies to lower costs and encourage renewable energy and advanced manufacturing. That's according to a White House official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the president's schedule. Democrats consider Wisconsin to be one of the must-win states in November's presidential election between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris. Biden is stepping up his public events after bowing out of the race and endorsing his vice president. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation releases its construction and travel forecast for the holiday weekend. Sean Maloney maps it out.
WisDOT says to help travelers reach their destinations over Labor Day weekend, it will temporarily pause work on most highway construction across the state. According to AAA, peak travel times are expected between 1 and 7:30 p.m. today, 2 to 6 p.m. on Friday, and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday. Drivers are being asked to pay attention and expect slower traffic, especially in work zones and along major travel corridors. WisDOT says major construction projects in Columbia, Jefferson, and Monroe counties may still impact weekend travel. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
DNR wardens want you to stay safe on the water this Labor Day weekend. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
The Department of Natural Resources reminds everyone to stay sober and wear their flotation devices. Not wearing a preserver is one of the leading causes of death on the water. There have already been 13 boating-related deaths this year. Nine of those weren't wearing life preservers. You should also keep an eye on the weather forecast and be sure people know where you're heading. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Corn mazes around Wisconsin celebrate the coming of the NFL draft. Ted Allen has the field report.
A collaboration between the 2025 Draft Local Organizing Committee and several family farms will salute the agricultural history of Wisconsin and bring attention to the April event in Green Bay. With the kickoff of the NFL regular season nearing, corn mazes with football-themed designs will open throughout September in Ripon, Chilton, Stevens Point, and Bonduelle. The draft is expected to draw a 250,000 fans and nearly $100 million of revenue to Wisconsin. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.